The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I'm sending you." And saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The great feast of the church today, the great feast of the Holy Spirit. And it's true, isn't it, that we have lived in an age of the Holy Spirit. In the last 100 years in our church, there's been a great study and development of the Spirit, especially of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I'd like to talk today on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not as a teaching, but as a sermon, as a homily. And I struggled during the week with the concept of both. You've heard, I presume, I don't know you that well, but I presume that you've had lots and lots of teachings on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all right? Maybe you haven't had too many sermons on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the difference between the two is, what are you going to do about the gifts, all right? The first thing to say, the Holy Spirit is the gift, with the capital G. The gift is the Holy Spirit. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, says Jesus. But that gift comes to us, is manifest in the church in many, many ways. Another point is that the gift is to the church. It's not a little individual party thing that you get from God one at a time. The gift of the Holy Spirit is for the church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You'll get a few amens today if you get a chance, and a few nod your heads if you're quick. All right. Now, we get the list of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our catechism. And in our preparation for confirmation as children, we learnt the gifts were wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, fortitude, piety, and the fear of the Lord. Yes, Father? Nod your head quick or I'll ask you to do it, all right? Yeah, fine. It just happened to come up on the screen. Did it come up on the screen? Oh, they're around the wall. Well, they might. We get that list of gifts from the Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1, which just might appear like that out of anywhere in the moment. Oh dear. We're just, it's a slow day today. All right. Not there. Well, just in case it didn't come up on the screen, I had a hard copy in my pocket. But all right, so I'll read it to you. I don't allow for. I did have a hard copy in my pocket. Here it is. You mind that, will you? You don't leave it around.
It's up on the screen.
All right. A shoot shall spring from the stock of Jesse, a new shoot will grow from its roots. On him will rest the spirit of Yahweh. This is the prophecy of Isaiah for Jesus. The spirit of wisdom and insight, the spirit of counsel and power, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. All right, that's where that list in the catechism comes from. Now you all know about that, but unfortunately when we were doing our confirmation, and I've got a nephew, grandnephew doing confirmation even next Sunday, they won't teach him anything about the list of the gifts of the Spirit in the New Testament. So if you quickly to 1 Corinthians, we'll have a look at some of the many lists that are in the New Testament of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And in 1 Corinthians 12, you know this verse backwards, but I want to just go through it very quickly with us. And 1 Corinthians 12 in verse 9, it says, "To each of us is given the manifestation of the Spirit of the common good." All right. To one is given the spirit of utterance, expressing wisdom. Right. To another, the gift of utterance, expressing knowledge, in accordance with the same spirit. To another, faith, from the same spirit. To another, the gifts of healing, through the same spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the power of distinguishing spirits. To one, the gift of different tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. But at work in all these is one and the same spirit, distributing them to each individual. Now, as he wills. So gifts in the church, are given for the church. That gift from, there are many lists of gifts in the New Testament, many. That gift I memorized because I see 9 gifts in that list. 3 of them come are vocal. That means they come out your mouth. All right? That's tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Yes, Father?
Yes, Father.
All right? Good. 3 of them are what I call the power gifts. Faith, that's not I believe in God faith. That's faith I'm going to move mountains. All right? Faith, healing, and miracles. Power gifts, really power. What's the difference between a healing and a miracle? I asked a very learned man once, and he said, if you man's got 1 leg and you pray for him and he finishes up with 2 legs, that's a miracle.
That's right.
He said, if there's a broken leg and it gets mended, that's a healing. It sure is. I don't know that's a very, but you know, Jesus walked on the water. That's not a healing, it's a miracle. All right? So, and then the third gift, what I call the spiritual gifts, in that list, would be discernment of spirits and wisdom and understanding. So there are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit there. There's another long list in Romans. There's many gifts. The thing to remember is the gift is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, and there's no end to the gifts of God. God is infinite. There's no end. There'll be new gifts today that have never been given out before. And tomorrow and forever and ever. Amen. That's the nature of God. And we don't always... Now, all of those 9 gifts I'll share with you. This is a homily. It's not a teaching, all right? So I can share. At some stage or other in my life, I have experienced... I've been able to manifest and work in all of those gifts at different stages. I don't live in and walk in those gifts all the time. They come and they go. Sometimes I pray for people, they get better. Everyone I've ever prayed for is going to die. That's true, isn't it? That's true. That's a real, but I know that the ones I pray for die healed and go to God at God's time, not at the time of anything else, you know. They say that instead of being a victim of cancer, they go to God when God wants them to go. You don't have to go to, we said last week, did we 2 weeks ago? I listened to it on tape the other day. It's not a bad teaching, the one I gave on Mother's Day. It's not a bad one. We don't have to go to heaven in an ambulance. You remember the one that the Lord asked me to do about my mother, you know? So all those, yes, sure. That's an example of how I prayed for someone. They got healed. They got healed. They didn't get healed the way I thought. Or I didn't know which way I wanted them to get healed. I really didn't. Sometimes we don't. But what I'm saying is that the gifts are given us for the church. Amen. And when the church needs us to have it, we'll have it. No one's got all the gifts except Jesus. Is that the one that's got all the gifts of the Holy Spirit? And I put in here very reverently, and be careful, and don't misquote me and go home and say I'm a heretic. But, you know, Mary, the mother whom we love, didn't have all the gifts of the Spirit. She didn't have 1 gift I got. Well, this is scary, isn't it? Good. Yeah, I've been setting this up for a while. She's not a priest. I'm a priest, all right? That points out the gifts are not prizes. I'm not a priest because I'm better than her. What? And she's, all right, she's her gift is she's the mother of God. She's the mother of the Lord. And God gives different gifts to different people as he chooses. No one's got it all. But together we've got it all. Together we've got it all right? This is it. Now, how can I grow in the gifts? There's a lovely phrase, I love it. 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 1. We didn't put it on the screen, Therese, so it's all right. If you find it, you want. It's quite simple. It says, be eager for the higher gifts. What? Be eager for the gifts, right? Especially prophecy, the rest of the verse. You know, my generation were not taught to seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're taught that God will give it to us if he wants to, and if he gives it to you, it's because you're holy. Not true. Not true. Gifts are not prizes, they are presents. You get a Santa Claus comes whether you've been a good boy or a bad boy. In my house, he did. He was threatened lots of times that he wouldn't come, but he always did. Present. And the one thing about presents, you know, we don't always get presents that we like. You mothers know on Mother's Day you get all sorts of presents. But there's nobody in the world that I know except the good Catholics that get presents that they don't want to open. And if you don't want to open a gift of the Holy Spirit, you've got a problem. Because you are accepting a present from someone who loves you. And what I'm getting at is the gift of tongues. And I prayed that I wouldn't get the gift of tongues. I didn't want it. I didn't need it. There was absolutely no need for it in my theology. And it had nothing to do with anything I wanted to do. And you know, the Lord niggles and niggles and niggles till he say, all right, if you want to, yeah. And you finally say yes. Because that's just the start of a long journey. Well, there'll be another gift. If you've got a gift of the Holy Spirit that you don't want, be careful, because the rule of spirituality is the Lord wants to give that to you, I bet. And anyway, does it sound like God that he's not going to give up till you say yes anyway, and then he'll switch to another one? That's what God does. That's what God does, because it's about commitment and it's about saying yes to the Lord. What am I getting at there? I'm getting a deliverance. Most good Catholics don't want to have a bar of deliverance. They say the Our Father, which says, deliver us, Lord, from all evil. Right? They listen to the prayer at Mass that says, deliver us, Lord, from every evil. But we don't want to have a bar of deliverance because, why not? Because we don't want to go into dark spaces and whatever that's about. If you say the Lord, you don't want to know anything about the Holy Spirit's gifts, which is discernment of spirits, then that's fine. He won't put you in hell. He won't condemn you. But he won't stop bugging you either. All right? You with me? He won't stop bugging you either. So that's what I wanted. My experience of the gifts is work for them and earn them. Now, practicalities. Oh dear, we're late. One practicality. All right. If you are called upon by your community, by the body of Christ, the church, whatever word you use in the community. If you are called upon to minister for ministry and you need a specific gift in that ministry, be it healing, be it prophecy, whatever it might be, before you go into ministry, even if you only got a tenth of a second, pray for the gift, be eager for the gift. And if you're going to pray for the gift, pray charismatically for the gift, which means you pray in tongues for the gift that you want to use so that the body of Christ can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You got that? Yeah. Do you want me to Amen. Do it again? If you need to be used by the community for the glory of God, by his Holy Spirit, right? You need the gift that God is calling you to in that moment, which might be a gift that he's never called you to ever before. It might be one that you use every day. Pray specifically for the gift. Be eager for the spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1. Be eager for them. Busting to get them. Not saying, Lord, don't give me that one. I'd be too ashamed to meet the devil. With Jesus and his spirit behind you, you'd be ashamed to meet the devil. I hope when I meet him, if ever I do, I'll have Jesus and the Holy Spirit right with me. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be ashamed of talking in tongues because you might be made to look a fool in front of somebody else, or you won't know what it means, or you don't know what the difficulty is, or whatever it is. With Jesus and his Spirit behind you, no. Be eager for the gifts. Be eager for the gifts of knowledge and wisdom and all those beautiful things. Today is the day we feast when the Spirit come on the church. Remember, it's a gift for the church. You're part of the body of Christ. You're part of that church. The gifts are for the little people. The gifts are for everybody. They're not just for the bishop and the cardinal and the pope. God bless them. I hope they've got buckets of them. But the gifts are for the little people. If in the seminary, if I was going through seminary 50 years ago, I went up to the rector and I said I had a word of knowledge that he should do something or other, he would have said he had a word of knowledge I should leave. I wasn't brought up in that climate. That the gifts of everybody who prays, especially for to the Spirit and for the Spirit, yeah, you would have got asked to leave, Joe, wouldn't you? Tell, yeah, we wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes. You got no idea how close I went, but it wasn't about spiritual gifts. All right, we've gone too long, but thank goodness we got some two signs of the Holy Spirit from Pentecost. Huh? Noise is good. What? Noise is a good sign of the Holy Spirit. Remember the roaring wind? What? And tears is a wonderful sign of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Especially tears of healing. Amen. See you in heaven.